why don't you try this therapist who actually has an availability right now and in that office, which is next to you. So this is the goal of this association.
Welcome to AI for Pharma Growth, the podcast from pioneering pharma artificial intelligence entrepreneur, Dr. Andre Bates. This show aims to demystify AI for all those in biopharma, from startup biotech right through to big pharma. Each episode focuses on all things AI and future tech related to help pharma execs to navigate through the and benefit from the sometimes confusing but magical world of AI-powered tools to grow and get real-world results.
Today's episode is about how tech and AI are advancing mental health innovation. Mental health problems affect one in four people in any given year. They range from common problems like depression and anxiety to rarer problems like schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. Most people know someone who's experienced a mental health problem. They can happen to all kinds of people from all walks of life. Yet there's often a stigma attached to it. The COVID-19 pandemic also heightened recognition of the importance of mental health. However, mental health services around the world are facing significant challenges, from increasing demand, the need to tackle inequalities, a lack of integration with other health and care provision, as well as persistent funding inequity. Today, I'm with Patricia Gill, the founder of SAMHI, the Swiss Association for Mental Health Innovation, which is supporting AI and tech solutions for mental health, which has a main goal of bringing relevant deep tech mental health solutions to the market. I'm so happy to have you on, Patricia. It's a pleasure. Just, I know all your story and I admire you greatly for everything that you're doing. It would be great if you could tell the listeners, you know, a bit about your background and what really got you into this and what led you to found this organization.
Of course. First of all, I want to thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about my work. And it has been a great pleasure meeting you, Dr. Bates. And I'm very grateful for the voice that you're giving me and the association through the podcast. A bit about myself. So my passion for psychology and mental health started since I was a child. I would say it's because I am a highly sensitive person, and it was my way of understanding how the world around me works and how to interact with people, how to make them happy, how to navigate situations, and also to make my life easier, right? So it started in childhood, and then as you grow up and you see a lot of different situations around you, you kind of want to know more. So that's why I had, apart from, you know, what I did by myself and write about it, I even, for example, have studies in counterterrorism because I really wanted to understand why do people do certain things. So fast forward, we're here today. After I have studied finance and worked in finance, worked in innovation, in the corporate department, but also as a corporate consultant, I have decided that it is time for my biggest love to become my daily job as well.
Nice. And so how is the SAMHI going to function? How is it going to work?
Yeah, so the association is called the Swiss Association for Mental Health Innovation. Our goal with this association is to bring relevant solutions in the market, because what I have seen through my previous experience in innovation, where I have been the senior manager in one of Switzerland's biggest innovation companies for the fintech and insurtech department, which, as you can imagine, in Switzerland is a very big one. So this gave me the opportunity to really understand how the innovation market works and see, you know, what would be needed in order to make the processes in my next in my next endeavor go really smoothly. So we with SAMI, the Swiss Association for Mental Health Innovation, we're doing something a bit different than what's out there. We have a medical board of top psychiatrists in Switzerland, led by Dr. Konrad Hitz. Very well-known name. And then through this medical board, we are going to be able to identify the biggest problems that we have in innovation, in mental health at the moment. Mm-hmm. As you very well mentioned, the system is overflown with new cases every day, and everyone is starting to feel it. This is why we work with the doctors in order to identify the cases that actually can be helped through innovation. After that, after we get the main topics, we're going to collaborate with a platform called Analone. And here, this platform has been actually been in contact with patients all over the world for so many years now. So we're going to collaborate with them into actually talking to the patients and asking the patients, hey, from this top innovation areas that the doctors have identified, how do you feel about it? What are your biggest pain points? Because it's so important to involve the patients, because what we're doing is for the patients. And after that, we're going to go through classical innovation program in order for go scout for the startups that have or tackle these relevant issues. And then something else that we're doing, and it's, let's say, serves to the main goal of us to have these solutions in the market, is to bring the whole ecosystem at the table. So we are bringing venture capitalists, we're bringing corporate, so pharma companies as well, insurance companies, tech companies. Then we're bringing hospitals. We're developing plans with the authorities as well, in order to be able to literally have everyone at the same table in order to tackle even the tiniest issues that would stand in the way of creating innovation. So like this, the startups have access to everything that they need, and it also all happens at the same time. So we don't have any problems in timings or running out of funds or anything.
It's very ambitious. I love the whole ecosystem approach. Have you actually started, your medical team, et cetera, started already on identifying some of the core challenges that the patients are facing?
Yes. Of course, I think we started doing that since day one, since we started thinking about this project. Actually, this is how the idea came up. We said, okay, for example, it was a main topic that we discussed at that point. And it seems something small, but it's something so relevant. The fact that, for example, there are a lot of doctors that would, for example, like to work at some point during the weekend or have some last minute cancellations and everything. And they would be able to use that time in order to see the patient, to see another patient. Mm-hmm. And, for example, there might be a patient living around that would be like, okay, in 5 minutes, I can be there. So there's absolutely no problem. So this seems something very small, but would actually help so many people, because, it's also about, for example, the doctors that don't have in that moment an available office, like getting them, okay, the doctor can book that office, the client comes in. So having this automation in the schedules already solves a problem. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, there is another very big problem right now, is that the matching of the therapist with the patient. So it is said that it actually takes around 6 therapists until you find the right one for you, which is a lot of time wasted from both parts, right? And then you can also, you know, use AI in order to really make this match as fast as possible, so you don't waste time on any part. These are a couple of things that, let's say, they're the ones that we can start with the fastest in order to help the ecosystem. But of course, we can deep dive into projects that are way more complex than that. So for example, I think we were talking about identifying through facial recognition, identifying the first signs of a person being suicidal. Mm-hmm. So a tool like that would help so much, even, let's say, even in the first stage when the tool is not working perfectly, but it identifies that, okay, there is a problem. So this person should actually go and see a doctor. So imagine you're on your phone detects, okay, I don't think this is going very well. And it's like, hey, why don't you try this therapist who actually has an availability right now and mm-hmm. in that office, which is next to you. So this is the goal of this association. And combining, like, we just put all these three tools in the same sentence, right? Yeah. So everyone at the table and combining all the solutions in order to create, to help. And everyone has their share of the market, because the company that does all the scheduling and everything, they can, you know, have their share of the market. The company that identifies, you know, the early signs can have their share of the market. So this is how it started. All the solutions, if we put them together, if we work together, we can actually have a chance into making the situation better. And there's so many tools out there already that are, you know, that could come into play. For example, imagine you have your Apple Watch, right? That reads your vitals and everything. So imagine also that solution combined with a solution that, for example, it's reading, there's an amazing startup that it predicts your mental health based on your voice. Just these solutions, two solutions together, they, you know, bring you so much closer to actually helping someone.
Yeah, I've seen very interesting AI companies that do micro changes in the voice, yeah. micro changes in facial expressions, even the way you're using your phone. The founder of one of the AI mental health companies, his daughter was suicidal, and he's looking at those aspects. But he said the other thing that changed in her, she's fine now, by the way, but when she was a teenager, and he said the way she used her phone was very different when she was suicidal compared to when she normally was using it. So, yes, I think that's incredible. The combination of all of those different types of things that various different AI players are doing in one place, yeah. combined and integrated, and then yeah. getting to see the right doctor at the right time with all of that is very, very powerful.
Exactly.
And I think this ecosystem approach is, you know.
Yeah. Imagine, for example, you know, you're an entrepreneur, right? So you come with this very ambitious idea, and then you put in the work. And then you come into an ecosystem like this, and then you have everyone at the table. And this also yeah. encourages you to go forward, because we all know creating a company is very hard. Being an entrepreneur, it's very hard. It's lonely. It takes also goes into the mental health part, right? It takes a toll on someone. And I think I really hope that this association and this ecosystem actually encourages people. And that's why we're also collaborating with entrepreneurs that, or people who are willing to be entrepreneurs, and it encourages people to actually do something because they're passionate about it, because they have their mental resources to do it, and they, you know, and take these chances. So it's the old saying, trying to make it easier and getting the roadblocks out of the way might help us to, you know, solve at least a small part of the problem.
Or a big part. So yes. What about the pharmaceutical industry? Because there's a lot of people in the industry that listen to this. How would you like to see collaboration with for example, pharmaceutical company venture arms or pharmaceutical companies that have a strong mental health portfolio. Is there anything they could do to help you?
So first of all, let's start with the pharma industry.
Yeah.
Just the big industry, right? I think pharma has helped the mental health crisis in a way that no other industry was able to help. So I think there's a lot of hope that, pharma can be close to us also in a project like this, and a lot of desire also from our side. So apart from what they have been doing until now, so providing, so pharma has saved a lot of people, right? With the, for example, they take the drug Ciprolex, right, which is at the SSRIs. So it's one of the most common drugs out there in the world. And yeah, a lot of people say, yeah, but it gives side effects and all of that. It helps. It has saved so many lives. I'm even, getting the shivers when I think about it. So
yeah.
I really hope that we can do through this project is, giving pharma the title that it has gained through the years. So a close partner in fighting the mental health crisis. What is also very, we appreciate very much is that they're investing, as you said, they have all these venture arms. So they are really investing into, okay, let's make it even better. So let's, take a step forward, create these drugs that, okay, do all the good, but also eliminate the side effects. So really they're trying to perfection their game. And at the same time, they're really also invested in the mental health space. And they're like, okay, we can do our part through the drugs that we're making available to the public, but also let's also support all these great initiatives that are working with us in order to be able to do to tackle the mental health crisis. So pharma, what can pharma do? I think pharma is doing a big chunk of the work, and it is very, very important that they continue staying close to initiatives such like our association. And of course, they are all extremely welcomed with us. And the fact that they're deploying also not only, let's say, funding, but also resources. So they're working with companies in order to educate how they see and what they have learned through so many years of R&D and studying the market. I think this brings a great, great value. And also, pharma is, from my knowledge, pharma is just an industry that focuses so much on R&D and always on the next big thing. And but it's also under such tight regulation, right? Because you cannot just put stuff out there and, okay, let everyone try it. And if it doesn't go well, no. So it's like a dinosaur that moves slowly, slowly, but it does a big part of the work. So I think collaborating and being always involved into an innovation, in the innovation ecosystem, it brings both of us forward, because there's so many cases that I have also seen through my experience in the mental health sector that, need this extra help and extra kick. And their solution combined with this new cool technologies can take us, even further.
And what about people who've got someone in their family or someone they know that has a mental health disorder? How can they get involved with this initiative?
So what is very important with our association is we welcome everyone. So as I said, it's about having the whole ecosystem at the table. We want to hear from family of the people who have had experienced issues in their life, even if the people are still here or they're not. We want to hear from patients. We want to literally hear from everyone. So even if, you know, you feel like, okay, I really want to write to them, or I really want to have a call with anyone from the association, just go on our website, just reach out to us, because we love talking to people. We love hearing more and more about the reality that's out there. And like this, we know it gives us an even better direction. So the family of the people, going back to your question, the family of the people that have experienced mental health struggles, even if they experience it as well or not, are extremely important to us. Because, you know, as people, it's always easier to see the situation when we're not exactly in it. And I think the family can help a lot with the development of various solutions, because they see the patterns better. Like you just said about your friend, right? Yeah. He noticed that his child was using the phone in a different way.
Yeah.
Probably if, you know, I would have been in the place of that child, I would have never noticed that. Yeah. I would have been so absorbed by this hole that I'm in that I cannot see patterns. And usually what happens when you have someone in your family, so you're the person that you're observing someone suffering, we are so naturally, we're built in such a way that we're immediately looking for solutions. So we see the person suffering, and we think, how can we help? And because we humans, we're nurturers at our core, right? And especially when it comes to our family. So we think, how can we help? What can I do? And we start doing, even if we don't have an education in the mental health space, or let's say, you know, we don't have the, you know, the IT knowledge of building something, we're doing something small in that time in order to make it better. So I think it's so important to get in touch with these people and hear their experiences and hear them relate, even if the family member got well or not. And if the family member didn't get well, I know it's extremely, extremely hard, but it's so important to hear from them and to hear about their experience. So please reach out to us. I have all my details on the website, and we would really love to hear from everyone and hear the stories, because I think when you read, you see the statistics, but when you see the stories, and then I think sometimes in your brain kind of a solution maybe clicks, and it's just the power of communication, right? Yeah.
And what about investment? Because it's very ambitious. You've got a lot you want to achieve with this ecosystem. Are you looking for investors?
So we're looking for investors. We started officially the work of the association in the beginning of the year. Of course, the idea has set in our hearts from last year, and then we just saw that there's such a bigger and a bigger, bigger need. We said, okay, this year is happening. So our plan is this year we're focusing on getting the word out there, working with the doctors, building everything that needs to be built in order for next year to start with our innovation program. What we're really doing this year is also connecting trying to connect with as many startups in the sector. So next year we can start, and then we have, you know, let's say it all goes into the flow. So as well, we're looking for investors. Some people are already on board. We're looking for others. So if anyone is willing to know more about us, please reach out. So we can have a chat and present you with what we're doing at the moment.
And then you're starting in Switzerland. Have you thought about long-term expanding once you've got the model working in Switzerland? Have you thought about adding on extra countries and doing it, you know, adding more countries into your ecosystem?
Of course. So this would be the goal. What is beautiful with such a project is, first of all, when you're working with your heart, it never seems like a burden. And yes. Then also when you're working with your heart, you have that genuine desire to see it all over the world and see it working everywhere, either with you being in charge or someone else being in charge, because, you know, life gets in the way, so you never know what happens. So my true desire is that this model to work, and to, so that we perfection it in order to perfectly work in Switzerland and then have it at a global level. Mm-hmm. I would love to see people that, you know, get in touch and they say, hey, I want to start this in my country. Can I use your model? So, or we can start it there. So this is the goal, for it to be as big as possible, because what's the most important thing? It's to help the patients, is to help people. And you know, it also, we're helping ourselves, because mental health is so important. Yeah. We're seeing more and more cases of depression that we didn't see before. Extremely resilient people, they start going on this negative path. And then there's so much in the world right now that when we carry all that on our shoulders, and I really believe that an ecosystem that works towards a problem can also be a safe space for the people that are around, and they say, hey, you know, I'm not feeling very well today, but those people are working on it, so I feel safe that in the future this is going to work out and maybe there's a solution for me as well. So yeah, as big as possible, that would be thing.
I love your passion. It comes through in everything you're doing, and I love the concept of working from the heart, which is really lovely. For all of the people that we've mentioned, so for families, patients, potential patients, investors, pharma, what is your website? So how can they, if you could give the URL and maybe your email address of how to get hold of you.
Perfect. So the website is sami.org. So SAMHI.org. And then if you go on the website, and we have a chat there, we have a page where you can contact us directly. You have my email there as well. So everything, you know, it flows to me and it flows to us in the association. So please reach out. So it's sami.org.
Thank you so much. I mean, I think the work you're doing is so important, and I really appreciate you taking the time out today to speak to us about it. And hopefully this podcast will get to many people who need it and need to know this information and come back to you. So thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for your time. And I think this podcast will always be very, very special to me and to us, because it's actually our first podcast for the association. So we really appreciate that. And more events are to come. But, you know, the first one, it's always the most special. So thank you for being on this journey with us.
You're very welcome. I'm very honored that I was the first podcast that you've come on. So thank you so much. And I look forward to our next chat. We'll probably come back in a year's time and see where we're up to.
Exactly. Hopefully we look back and then we see, you know, we see a more balanced world, probably not with less issues, because always, you know, always we had that this is the, you know, life on earth, there's always something, but maybe we managed to love ourselves more and take care of ourselves more and collaborate more towards making it better, making it a better life.
Yeah, for sure. I look forward to seeing that day.
Exactly. Me too.
Okay, well, thank you again, and I look forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of AI for Pharma Growth. If you have received huge value from this show, or maybe this episode has highlighted how you can use AI in your company, then we would love for you to support the show by leaving us a 5-star rating. Please make sure you hit the subscribe or follow button on your podcast app now to make sure you never miss an episode.